Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Mem Vav, and Yerushalmi. We are on Mem Hem Beis, right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted the 13 Sha'arim where the Hishtachavoyos took place. We know 4 in the south, 4 in the north, 3 in the east, and 2 in the west. And we have the names of the Sha'arim listed on Mem Hem Beis. And each one obviously had significance either to an avoda or a historical event. That's when this seems to connect. Again, the most of them are the avoda, the shar hamayim for the nisach hamayim, and the shar hadelik for the wood, and bechoros for the kachay kalim, and the one of the north for the kachay kachim. That's what the shar hakarbon, shar hanashim, where they did smicha, as we'll see, shar hashir, shar yechanya. Yechanya was the one for the historical event, and shar haniknar, obviously for that event. That the Nikanor made those doors, Seches Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, and in the Bavli, and he was Moser Nefesh for them, even though one of them got thrown over the side. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemar, Mas Nisan da Abiyosi ben Chanan. Our Mishnah reflects the fact that there were 13 gates and 13 Ishtachavayos. That reflects the Shita of Abiyosi ben Chanan. Abiyosi ben Chanan Omar, Kineged Shlosha Asar Sha'arim. Keneged, the 13 gates, he's the one that holds it. There were 13 gates, and therefore the Sha'ar, the Hishtoya Chavoyos were Keneged those Sha'arim. Baram Karabanan, but the Rabbanan holds Shiva Sha'arim HaYabazara. The Rabbanan hold that there were only 7 gates in the Azara, so you can't have 13 Hishtoya Chavoyos Keneged the 7 gates. So that's why he must hold differently, that there weren't, this Mishnah only holds like the Shita, that there were 13 gates, and not 7. I'll die to the Rabbanans. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, who hold that there were only 7 gates, Heichan Hayu Hishtachavayos Halalu. So where were the Hishtachavayos? The assumption is that there were 13 Hishtachavayos, according to both Shitas. Just the gates were, the Machlokas is the number of the gates. But the Hishtachavayos were 13 either way. So what does this Madamar hold? Kihit Tadir Taman, like the Mishnah says there, Mesechas Midos, Shlosha Asar Pertzos. Hayubo, there were 13 breaks in the Soreg, which is the little fence that was around the the inner Tazara. There were 13 pirtzas there. Shepirtzum Malche Yavan, that the Yavan government was parrots in the times of Hanukkah. Chazri Vigirdim, and they repaired them, and they closed up those holes, those breaks in the wall. The Gazra and Keneged, those the breaks that they made and the repairs that they made, so they gave a Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were able to overcome the breakings and the war with the Yavanim. The Gazra, Keneged, Shlosha Asar Ishtachavayos. And they made 13 Ishtachavayos Keneged that. That was the Yavanim. We'll see the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah in a minute in terms of how he describes the event, but if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael in Meseches Midos, where this is described, he says, why did they dafka break the Sorig? Right? He could have broken down any parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Why dafka was the Sorig broken down? Because that was the spot, as is described, that non-Jews were allowed to go up to in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, even they were even allowed to go on Har HaBayis, and most Tmeim can also go on Har HaBayis as well. It's just that the Soreg, that was the place where, up until that spot, that's where the Umos Olam could go. And that's exactly what is described. Remember, Meseches Midos, the second parag is where the description continues. Midos, the whole Masech is about the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. So when in the second parak, you get into Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis is 500 amos on 500 amos. Most of it is in the Darum. That's where most of those people were able to stand when they came to the Beis HaMikdash. Sheni lo min ha-Mizrach, Shlishi lo min ha-Tzafa, v'chulu. And then he describes how do you go into Har HaBayis and how do you come out. And then, Lifnim mimenu, Mishnah Gimel, within Har HaBayis, what's the next border? And that's what Meseches Midos is about, description of all the structure. Lefnim imenu soreg, gavo asar atfachim. Inside Har HaBayis is the soreg, that's the mechitza, as the Rav Bartanura describes. Mechitza ha'asuya nekavim nekavim. It's like a fence, what we call a fence. It has holes in it. Kemita misureges bechavalim, v'asuya midafei eitz arukim, uksarim, and it's made out of wood. Shemar kivim osam zu al zu bachlosan, and you you connect them diagonally. So it sounds like mamash a fence, and that's what it is. And then the Mishnah there says, v'shlosha esher pirtzos ha-yishab, there were 13 breaks in the fence, she-pirtzum malche yavon, v'chazur v'gadur, v'chazur connected, v'shal esher shachavayos. That's exactly what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah, our Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Midos. So then inside you have the chel. The chel is the area between the soreg and the azara, and it continues. So the Tosfos Yantif on that Mishnah there says, Lo hayira ovdik achavim. Now he's quoting from the what we learned from a Mishnah in Kalim to help explain the Mishnah in Midos. Kalim describes the difference in halacha between all of the borders, all of the areas of the Beis HaMikdash. So here the Tosfos Yantif says, Lo hayira ovdik achavim rasham likanis bechel. They couldn't go in. Lefichach nasa soreg. They put up a soreg as a means of guarding to make sure that you don't go further. Right? Further in, there was Bnei Yisrael were allowed to go in further, and then the Yisraelim were allowed to go into the first 11 amos of Ezra's Yisrael, and then the Kohanim, continue. Shebishvil umbahadura, shebisefer haniskar husafti, taste tov tam, shebishvil kena yivadim partsu beis pirts, bo pirtsus. Ho venasal havdilosam, mavo yoser panimi, lakakash, achaz, that's why the yivadim broke that soreg dafka, because that was the border where they were able to go up to. They wanted to show that there's no difference. Between Jew and non-Jew. We're all, you know, every man is created equal. There's no such difference. We want to go, we can go to the base of Mikdash. Like you could go into the base of Mikdash. And that's why they broke it down. Remember, they said there's no special connection between Hashem and the Jewish people. Right? The Yevanim, out of all the Galios, right, they didn't break the base of Mikdash besides these 13 Pirtzes. They were Matami, the base of Mikdash. Where they went around, they wore Matami every bottle of oil that they could find. You could have your temple, we could have our temple. We're all in this together. Everybody has their temples. Everybody's equal. There's no special relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's why they said you have to write, Ein lanu, ein lachem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Right? You had to write that on their Kiswa Karen Ashur. The, Medrash says that they had to write it on their, the horns of their oxen. Right? That was the Talmudic bumper sticker. Kiswa Karen Ashur. That was their rule. Ein lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. They made everybody, write that. So that's why also they broke the soreg. Because that was the separation point. Lakach kishachazru Yisrael v'zachu legadram tiknuk al kol geder hishtachavaya lahodos Lashem kito. And he made the takana of being mishtachave. The Rambam doesn't give off any idea that this is exactly, he doesn't get into so many details, but the Rambam, the Bivachas Chanukah, where the Rambam hardly talks about history in Mishnah Torah. Once in a while, in a few places, the Rambam talks about history of Mishnah Torah. Beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he talks about the difference between pre and post Har Sinai, and here, beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. The Bayesheni Kishamalchu Yavan, Gazru Gzeros al Yisrael, Ubitlu Daitam, Velohinichu Osam Lasok Batorva Mitzvahs. They didn't let them do Torah Mitzvahs. Let's get into details. Midrashim, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. They didn't let them be osek in Torah and mitzvahs. Upashtu yadam b'mamonam uvivnoseihem v'nichlusu lahechal upartzu bo pirtzos. They went into the hechal and they broke things. Partzu bo pirtzos. So it sounds like in there, right? According to Chazal, it was further out. It was by the soreg. But that's the Rambam. Maybe he's not being so, he's not being specifying so much. V'nichlusu lahechal partzu bo pirtzos v'timu hataharos. He's not saying that they went into the hechal and make pirtzos there. In general, they went into the Eichel. V'tzar lam liYisrael ma'od mipneihem v'lachatzum lachatz gadol ad shirichem aleim alokei avoseinu v'hoshiyem miyadam v'hitzilam v'garvu b'nei chashmonai ha-kohanim ha-gedolim v'hargum v'hoshiyu Yisrael miyadam v'emidu melech min ha-kohanim v'chazur ma'achos Yisrael more than 200 years al-matayim shana ad ha-chorban ha-sheni. So that was the Rambam describes the story of Chanukah again. Upart, they made pirtzos, doesn't get into the details about where and how many, v'chulu. That's, they have to look in Chazal. Why 13? Why 13? So, there are different suggestions given by the Achronim. I saw in the back here, the Ben Chazal Azar on this, daf says, Nire, based on the Bnei Saschar. Shagazru az malcha yavon, b'chachmas yavon, philosophia ha'arura. V'kivan sheparzu ha'yavonim yud gimel pirtzos, k'neged, Mispar Echad. Right? They were all about, right? There's no special connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Echad. Echad is Gematria 13. Right? And they wanted to break the Echad. So they made 13 pirtzas. They broke 13. They broke 13, which is they broke echad. Hainu emunas ichudo v'yachduso. Yisbarach shemav hanagaso kol ha'olam. Right, and the hanaga v'zeo ha'olam. Right, it's the they got rid of all emuna in the world. They tried. And therefore, Alkein Chazru v'Gidu Machashbonam Shemasu Nashem Ala Al HaEmuna, and they are Keneged 13 Ishtachavayos Keneged that Emunas Echad. That's why they bow down each time, and they thought of Echad each time they had that Ishtachavaya. Ishtachavaya, bowing down, is not part of any mitzvah except for one. Right? There's no mitzvah. I mean, davening, we bow down, but the essence of the mitzvah, where the Torah says, as a part of the Din Daraisa, of bowing down, we only find by Bikurim. By Bikurim, we have a Vihishtachavisa. Right? That's the where the Torah says Beferish. You have to bring your Bikurim to the base of Mikdash. Vine Vesi is Rashis Priyadama, Vinach Lefresha Bokecha, Vishtachavisa Lefresha Melokecha. So Ishtachavaya is mentioned by Bikurim. And there's a Medrash. The Medrash embraces Rabbah, Nun Vav. Avram Avinu says on the way to the Akedah, Vinishtachave, Vinashuva Alechem. We will bow down. And the Medrash says there, Hakol b'schus ishtachavaya. Everything there is b'schus, the bowing down. Avram Avinu lo chazer mehar Maria, ela b'schus ishtachavaya. Avosenu lo nigalu mi Mitzrayim, ela b'schus ishtachavaya. Our forefathers were only nigalu Mitzrayim because of the b'schus. Lo kiblu Yisrael ha-Torah, ela b'schus ishtachavaya. Hagolios enon miskansos, ela b'schus ishtachavaya. V'shtachavaya shabar ha-Kodesh b'Yerushalayim. So what is all this Ishtachavaya? So if you look at the Nesiv Shalom on Parshas Kisavo, it says, what is a bischus this, bischus this? We don't even find by all of these events that Ishtachavaya took place. He says Ishtachavaya, as you might know, have heard, Ishtachavaya is a symbol of Hachna'a and Bitul Hayesh, self-nullification. That's what Hachna'a, I bet all the way down. All the way down. I go down all the way, and that's the Ishtachavaya. That's what we say in Tfilas Musaf. So he quotes, says, what's the problem? We can't, it's impossible. Ein anachni cholim, to go up and to be seen and to bow down. You could go up and be, fine, you can't go up and be seen. There's no Beis HaMikdash. But Ishtachavaya, you can do Ishtachavaya. Right? So why can't you do Ishtachavaya without a Beis HaMikdash? He says, no. Ishtachavaya is not just a physical act. Kamar Shakavana Pnimish Ishtachavaya, Shakasha Yehudi Margish as Gadlus Habore, Bekal Hadraso, the Tifarto. Oz kulo batel umivutal mipanavis baruch shemo. So you need the Beis HaMikdash there to get that feeling of hadro uga ono. If you don't have that, you can do the physical ishtachavaya, but that's not what this is about. And obviously Avram Avinu by the Akeda, that was the ultimate bitul hayesh, and all the other events by Maamar Har Sinai was all about a matzav of ishtachavaya, and that's what we have to recognize. He goes through every Shabbos, we have to feel that. That's the Nesiv Shalom there in Kisavo, based on the words of the Kedushas Lady. Okay, so we have the idea of the 13 Ishtachavayos. And the Rambam has it in one line. He doesn't say this whole thing, but the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, when he talks about the 13 Ishtachavayos, he says whenever they passed by a gate that was fixed, a hole that was fixed up, they would bow down, Ukshaya Odam Mogia Lamakom Pirtza Mehen Mishtachave Derech Hoda. That's what Rambam says here in Pirush Mishnayos. To give hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, that's the 13, and the 13 is the Echad. Okay, we continue. So now we get back to some of the names of the gates. So one of the gates was named the Shar HaMayim, the Shar where the water, and we mentioned then that the first Shah was that the Mayim, because the first Deya in the Mishnah, was that's where they brought in the bottle for the Nisach HaMayim. When they did Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Sukkos, so that's where the Nisach HaMayim came through. They went there, they got the water, they drew the water, the whole party. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah said, no, that's where the water is going out now, and it's going to go out during, in the future. So now we're going to quote a number of psukim from Tanakh, from Zechariah and from Yechezkel, that describe a river that's going to be going out of the Beis HaMikdash from the Kodesh Kadashim and getting bigger and bigger. Is this literally a water source? Maybe others say that maybe it's not literal. It just means ki mitzion teitze Torah, the Rambam's description of water as mehadas, the Rambam at the end of Mishnah Torah, where he describes water and it's going to get bigger and bigger. It's going to be more and more spreading throughout the world. So we won't know. But that's how it's described here, the Shar HaMayim. Says Pasuk in Zechariah, right, but on that day, water, Mayim Chayim, spring water will be going out of Yerushalayim, V'chulu, Tani, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ada Paroches, Kikarne Sili Ubili. Now it's going to describe how it starts off small, and then it gets bigger and bigger. The first trickles out of the Kodesh Kodashim are the size of the antennas of these tiny little, snails. Tiny little antennas. That's how much water is going to be flowing out. Mina paroches, van mizbach hazav, is going to get bigger as it goes out. From the paroches, the curtain, until mizbach hazav, karnech hagavim, like the antennas of grasshoppers. Maybe a little bigger. Mizbach hazav ad azaras kechush al shasi, from the mizbach hazav till the azara, like the thread of the chassis, the warp, which is the thinner thread. Mina azaras van miftan abayis kechut shel arev, the woof. Mikan ve'elech, and as it gets bigger, kimipi apach, like the top of a pach, of a jug. So the water is getting more and more as we go. V'ine mai mefachim min akasef hayemanis. At the next pasuk now we have switched to Yechezkel. Remember the end of Yechezkel, Perek Mem Zayin, and so you have these visions. The end of Yechezkel, the end of Daniel, a number of visions of Bayis Shlishi. And again, we don't exactly know what it is and how literal to make it. So the water is coming out from the Kasif HaYamanis. Ksiv, B'tseis Ha'ish Kadim, V'kav Bi'ado, V'yamad Elef Ba'ama. He measured. He had a measuring stick, and he measured Elef Ba'ama, V'yav Yireni Ba'mayim, Me'af Asayim, Ad Karsula. And I passed through the water until until my ankles. Yamad Elef V'yav Yireni Ba'mayim, Me'af Birkayim, Ad Birkaya, up until my knees. V'yamad Elef V'yav Yireni Me'masnayim, Ad Masnaya, until my loins, until my hips. Mikan ve'elech, and once the water got so far, mikan ve'elech, vayamad elef nachal shalo uchalavar, I couldn't pass by. I feel the barn in gedola, even big ships in uchalavar bo. It's going to be so much water. Again, is it going to be like a huge ocean in the base of Mikdash? Or not. But the huge ocean is not going to be, a boat's not going to be able to pass by. Ma tam, what's the source of it? Si adir lo yaavrenu. Mipnei ma, ki go ma mayim, me sachu, the waters of swimming. My Misachu Milashut from swimming. Amar Avchuna Ba'asrin, in our place, Safkan Lashaita Shachvana. We called swimming Shachvana, which is that related to that word of Sachu. Uperas Yadav Bikirbo Kasher Yafares Hasochel Ischos. Like a swimmer stretches their arms to swim. Maya Lischos, which is another part of Shad of Lischos. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun Mayin Demismalalin Ba'alma. Water that everyone talks about, wow, it's such an amazing vision, everybody talks about this, or others. Another pshat is that the water that everybody will be talk, all mutes will be healed in the future. That everyone will talk. The Tiklun Chalutin quotes these two pshatim. See on the left side of the Tiklun Chalutin on top, Remisbalin Ba'alma, May Rov Pirsum Gdulasan. Either they'll talk because of their great, amazing vision, what they are, from their famous Inami, which comes with the command, lahatir pe ilmin, to undo those who are mute, meaning to open them up. Shal yadam yu yichon l'daber. Using this water, everyone will be able to talk. V'chein yeh bahem ruchnius yoser. There'll be a lot of ruchnius in this water. A lot of ruchnius in this water, and, it'll lead to everyone talking. Stop there for, a minute. The Iyun Yaakov, this quran comes up in the Bavli also in Yuma. So Yin Yaakov talks about how it starts off as little antennas of snails and then gets the antennas of grasshoppers, v'chulu, says the Yin Yaakov in one line, Nire, Ta'akob al-Rameh zal-Agu'ula ha'achrona, Shagam ha-Yeshua tia ma'at ma'at, Achi yizgaber kenachal shotef. Right, this is like the Geula is going to happen, little by little, until it becomes a raging river. Va'az af malach hamavis lo yelo koch la'avor v'yekuyam b'la hamavis l'netzach amein b'mheira v'yameinu. So he's alluding to the Yerushalmi we had way back at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, where the Yerushalmi discusses there kima kima. Remember the two Amoraim that are walking on the cliff by the Arabel, And one of them, they're walking right by the morning, and the morning is starting to come out little by little, but getting a little light. And one of the other ones says, Kachi gulas v'shal Yisrael. Right? This is how the gula is going to happen, little by little, little by little. And we've had shiurim in the past, why exactly that has to happen. Why can't Hashem just bring the gula? Either because the Medrash says that it's going to shock us. It's like, so it's dark and somebody opens up the blinds very quickly and somebody shocks the light, too much light. Or the Maharal says Hashem wants it to be lasting, and anything lasting takes time. Anything lasting, everybody make a project, anything. Nothing happens overnight. Something happens overnight that is not going to last. Something's going to last. And there are other shatim given, but the In Yaakov has another idea. He says, because by the time it starts and it gets bigger, then the Malach HaMavis won't be able to control it. What is he referring to? He's referring to the Imam Smecha also talks about this based on a Beis Yosef, I think, based on the Magen Meisharim, where he mentions that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a great gift to the world, and he doesn't want the Midos Hadin to complain and prosecute about it. So what does he do? He brings it in an unseemly garb, so that nobody knows. Then once it's too late, right? It's the prosecuting forces again. He uses that, the Beis Yosef uses that to explain David HaMelech. David HaMelech, right? You would think, if I was making the story of David HaMelech, what would be his lineage? And look at David HaMelech's lineage. Again, every story, as we have mentioned, could be explained, but Yehuda and Tamar, Lot and his daughters, Rus and Boaz, this is all the Malchus based David. This is his background. I would have thought it would be perfect, pure. No, that's the point. It's to become an unseemly garb, so that kebab hasa chadas, and one wouldn't even notice the matana that's being brought in. The Imam Adam Smecha uses this to explain why it might be that part of the return to the land of Israel, the end of the 1800s or the first half of the 1900s, right? Part of that happened with people who were not connected to Torah at all. So he says it's the same kind of idea. It was a matana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem wanted to clothe it in unseemly garb so that he could get it in. But that's what the Yin Yaakov says here. The gula is going to happen little by little. V'oz af malach ha-maves lo yeh lo koach la'avor. Right, Hashem wouldn't be able to control it. Also, everything I saw in the back, one of the Achronim, the Kfod Chachamim says, all Dvarim Shebekdusha start off a little bit and get bigger and bigger and bigger and expand. Like this water. That's the symbol of the water. It starts off a little bit coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim and it expands more and more as it goes out and affects the world. Okay, we continue. Ksiv. Bayamahu, yeah. Makar niftach lebeis David uliyoshei Yerushalayim lachatos ulenida. Right? So lachatos and lenida, the water will be for that. So what is that reference to? Chatos is we're going to be a reference to mechatos, the water used in the paraduma, ceremony. And nida is nida. So Shmuel bar Nachman Amar b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, mi beis David v'yoshei Yerushalayim. The first part of the water coming out that goes from beis David to Yoshvi Yerushalayim, Ksherim Lenidu Lachatas. That water will be kosher for Nida or for Chatas. What's the difference? A Nida just needs Mei Mikvah, right? Rainwater collected properly. Chatas needs Mayim Chayim. And we say at the end of the first Aliyah over there, in Chukas, Mayim Chayim Al Keli. That means well water. Well water. So the first part of the water coming out will already have the status of well water, and therefore it's good for both. Mikan ve'elach, afterwards, it's no longer going to be well water, there's going to be other water mixed in. And therefore, me ta'arov esheim, k'sherim lenida, upsulom lemechatas. It won't be mayim chayim anymore, it'll be spring and rainwater mixed in, and therefore it won't be ra'i for chatas. Amar b'lazar, mibeis david, a little different drasha, mibeis david, yosh v'shalayim, k'sherim lenida lechatas. You're right, I agree the first half. They'll be kosher for both. Mikan ve'elach make katifri so sane. Psulim lenida lachatas. It's not going to be good for nida either in the second half. Why? Because, again, different pshatim given, but one of the pshatim here in the mefarshim is that we know what does the word mikvah mean? Mikvah means gather together. Ashborin. Right? And one could use rainwater as long as it's stationary. Right? You have choices of what to use for mikvah. You could have river water, which is moving, or rainwater, which is stationary. But you can't have the rainwater that's moving. That you can't have zochalin. And therefore, this is going to be zochalin. So even if it's, for nida, it's not going to be kosher at all. Okay, different drushes about whether that water is going to be usable. Ksiv, we continue, v'yomar elai hamayim, ha'ele yotzim ela galila hakadmona. Again, describing this water in the future. basically, Sukkim at the end of Yecheskel, the water will be going out to the Galil, HaKadmon, Ze Yam Shel Samchu, certain type of Yam. Vayardu Al Arava, it'll go down to the Arava, Ze Yam Shel Tveria, go to the Kinneret. Uva Wayama, Ze Yama Melach, that's the Dead Sea. El Hayama HaMutzaim, to the Yam, that's Mutza, that goes out, that's expanding. Zeo Yama Gadol, that's the Yama Gadol. What's the Yama Gadol? Whenever Yama Gadol comes up in Chazal, there's always a major machlokas in the Mefarshim, where the Yama Gadol means the Mediterranean Sea, right, the Yama Gadol, or it means the Atlantic Ocean. Mediterranean Sea is not so, it's big, but it's not an ocean. It's connected to the Atlantic Ocean. So that's always a question. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this. Mishnah Berurah talks about it by the bracha of the Shulchan Aruch says, right, if you see the Yama Gadol, Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chav Ches in Arachayim, Al Yamim Unaharos, Harim Ugvos Umidbaros. If somebody sees rivers, seas, mountains, deserts, Omer, Baruch Adar Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Osam Aseh Breishis. Again, not a desert you see all the time, but something unusual. Val Hayam Agadol, V'hu Hayam, Sheovrim Bo Le'eretz Yisrael Ula Mitzrayim. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? Lived in Sfat, right? So on the Yam Agadol, which is the Yam that you go from, you go to Eretz Yisrael and the Mitzrayim, Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Ose Hayam Hagadol. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, V'nigra Yam Agadol B'mnei Chashivuso Shel Eretz Yisrael. Why is it called Yam Agadol? Because like we know from Rashi elsewhere, that anything connected to Eretz Yisrael is called Gadol. That's why it's called Yam Agadol. But then he says, Aval har be'achronim pligi al ha-machaber. The Shulchan Aruch says the Yam Agadol is the Mediterranean Sea. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that many achronim argue on the machaber. Who are these achronim? The Rav, the Prisha, the Lechem Chamudos, and then there's a Shuvah Sarash, Magen Avram, Gra, Pligi, Disvir Lehuda Dafkal Hayam Okianis, Shehu Hayam Agadol Shebechol Hayamim. I don't know, Pacific's bigger, we know, but anyway, it's an ocean. Shemakif Es Kala Olam, maybe he's including the oceans that are all connected to each other. He says, Makiv Es Kala Olam, Alav Kavu Bracha Bifnei Atzmo Mepnei Gadlo, Aval Hayam Sheovrim Bo Le'eretz Yisrael, Lo Nikra Linyin Zeh Yam Agadol, Umevarchen Alav Kemo Shar Yamim. You make the bracha of like Shar Yam. Vida, to call a bracha is Elo Einon Ella Kishiro Osan Mishloshim Yom Lishloshim Yom. Make sure. It's only once a month. If you see it more than once a month, you don't make that, right? You don't make that bracha. And he says the bracha, according to many, is She Oses Yamagadol, not Ose Yamagadol. Okay. We continue. Says the Gavadal Menik Roshba Mutzaim. Why is it called Mutzaim? Keneget Shnei Pamim Sheyatza. To connect to the two times that it was, it overflowed. Echad b'dor enosh, echad b'dor aflaga. Reb Lezer b'shem Reb Chanina b'rishona yatsa. Where did it go to these two times? Besides the Mabel, yatsa ad kalberia, u'b'shniya yatsa ad kipei barberia. Two places. Reb Acha b'shem Reb Chanina b'rishona yatsa ad kipei barberia, shniya yatsa ad akko va'ad yafo. These are the borders where the waters, the well started overflowing. Ad po tavo v'lo tosif. Ad akko tavo v'lo tosif. U'po yashiz b'ga'on galecha. Here will be your waves, ad yafo, right? So we, darshan from that, pasuk, ufo is like yafo, ad yafo, ashis gaon galecha. So Gemara says, nicha yama rabba yama de milcha, bishvela mitkan. I understand why these rivers will overflow into some of these salt water areas to sweeten them. Yama to tveria, yama to samchu. These are already sweet, right? So what do you need the water? What do you need the water to connect to those seas? Lorabos de gasam. To increase the fish species. There'll be a lot of different fish. Again, is all this literal? Or is all this, it sounds like it's pretty literal, but could be a lot of symbolism. Lemina tihye dagasam. Lemine minayim tihye dagasam. There'll be plenty of types of fish. Tani amar shu gamliel. Maisa shalachti litzaidan. I went to tzaidan. Veviu lefana yosem ishlosh meos minidagim. Betamchu yachod. They brought me over 300 types of fish in one pot. Meaning, sounds pretty literal that these rivers are going to combine, and it was a place where many different types of fish can thrive. V'nirpu hamayim bitzosav ugvaav, right? The waters will be healed, their swamps. V'lo yerafu lamelach nitanu, and they won't be healed, it'll be salty. Pasuk has stira. K'siv v'nirpu hamayim v'yatamet v'lo yerafu hamayim. Will the waters be healed or sweetened or not? So makamu, really it will be healed. Makamusha Shmo Velo Yerafu. No, there's a place called Velo Yerafu. Everything will be healed, but Velo Yerafu won't be healed. The pasuk seems to describe that in the base of Mikdash is going to be a little river, and on both sides of the river there's going to be trees and fruit growing. Amazing. Nowadays it takes grain to grow 6 months and fruit to grow for in a year. It's going to be even faster. Very fast. We're going to go down from 12 months to 2 months, 1/6. Right. Matam lachadashav yivaker. Something to do with a month. So that's why it says that at the end of the pasuk. It's either 1 month or 2 months. Amar Rabbi Yossi, a little different numbers. Mishav olam hazeh, tvo osel shishah chadashim, v'ilan osel shem asar chodesh, avol asal lava, tvo osel lachamish asar yom, 15 days. V'ilan osel lachodesh echad, shkeim atzanu, sha'asaz atvua b'yimei yoel, lachamish asar yom, then it took 2 weeks. V'kar b'yimena ha'omer, and they brought the omer from it. Matam, what's the source? How do you know it took to only 2 weeks then? In the pasuk in Yoel, because the pasuk says there, Uvenei Tzion gilu v'samcha b'Hashem alokeichem, it had been a drought, but now they were all happy. Kinas alachem asa more litztaka, v'yor alachem geshem more umalkosh barishon. Right, it was all in the same month, and therefore it showed that it was even 2 weeks, and they were able to bring the Omer, which is only on the 15th of Pesach. They knew everything rained and grew by then. One final, just to Ara, remember the, talking about fast-growing fruit, and fast-growing tefuah, the Ramban in Vayikra talks about Arla. We mentioned this Ramban, right? The tam for the mitzvah of Arla. Why is Arla? So he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam says, why is there a mitzvah of Arla? Because the Ovdei Kochavim, and many of the Mor Nevuchim Sefer HaMitzvahs, talk about this, because the idolaters try to do this magic to make things grow very fast. Make their fruit grow very fast. And the Dafka, we have Arlo. You wait 3 years, that's anti Avodah Zarah. The Ramban gives his own shot, that we want to bring the best to Hashem, and the best only comes up after 4 years. That's why the first 3 years, it's off limits. But in the future, it's going to happen fast. It's going to be in the base of Mikdash. We're not going to need magic. It's just going to happen fast in the base of Mikdash, according to this Chazal. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.